The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
Right, good evening again. It's rewarding when sometimes you hear some positive feedback to some of the discussions that we've had in the past in the Chovos HaLevavos and the Shaar HaBitochon. About 2 weeks ago, it may have been, we discussed a piece of when a person is, his bitochen is somewhat disappointed. He didn't get his parnosa for one day, let's say, yom min hayomim. It didn't happen. Or he got it, but he didn't have a surplus, just enough for today. Just enough for today, and each day, just enough, much like the man in the midbar. So the Chovos HaLevavos gives him an etzah. He says, strengthen your bitochen. But how does he say strengthen your bitochen? Find in your own personal past a similar type of an incident. If the day that's missing, if it's the food that you're missing, one day that you missed, so then a person has to look in terms of finding something like that, where he sees that Hashem has it all perfectly figured out and the timing is all correct. If he doesn't, he's not satisfied with the limited amount of supply that he has, he really would rather have much more parnosa than just daily enough for the day, then he should think about his past, how when he was nursing by his mother, that all he had was enough for that day, and yet Hashem sustained him because everything Hashem does is for the good. And it seems that the concept is that if one wishes to strengthen the emotional component in that trust of Hashem, then what he has to do is to, maybe one of the most powerful things to do is to look back in his own life's experiences and find something similar to the situation in which he's concerned right now. And over there, things worked out. Over there, it's clear that Hashem had a plan, and everything was appropriate, and everything worked out good. And that should give him the strength to say, just like over there, he did it. I believe now. I feel now that he'll continue to do it. And that was the message. So today, a younger man in Kollel, it comes over to me, and he says he wants to tell me a story. And so he tells me that his wife had a job. And as many people today, she was laid off a while ago, but she's now looking for a permanent job in her field, and she's having terrible, terrible trouble. And she's going all over and she's applying, and no, we're not hiring, we're firing. And this is the line everybody hears today: no hiring, firing. And she was, just not getting any place for weeks and weeks. And finally, she's becoming despondent. And she calls up her husband, and she says, I don't know what to do. I'm not going to get a job. Nobody's even willing to interview. Nobody's willing to talk. Everybody's firing. Nobody's hiring. I tried this. I tried that. Now, and her husband, who was familiar with this, heard this particular concept in the Chovos HaLevavos, he says, he didn't want to tell her what, but he says, think about a similar situation in your past, which seemed so overwhelmingly desperate and devastating. And then everything was really all for the good. And sure enough, she had a similar situation because the job that she got at the beginning of the year was in a situation where it was just impossible and she couldn't get anything and she was disappointed in what she got. She thought she got the wrong thing. In the meantime, the thing that she would have, that she wanted to get, that closed down immediately, and she had most of the year, at least, of employment because she got the thing that was second choice, the thing she really didn't want. And she thought of that situation. She says, yeah, look, it all worked out for the best, even though I thought it was terrible. 15 minutes later, she got a call from one of the places that she had attempted to reach, and she has an interview set up, and as Hashem, she's quite optimistic about being able to get that job. So this stuff is for real. It really works when you take it seriously and follow the advice of internalizing the message so that that sense of bitochon, that sense of trust, becomes a reality rather than just something that we do with lip service. All right, the Chovos HaLevavos continues. V'chein, Kishivakesh me echod mehem chefetz. You're talking with a person who's above you, who you need something from. He explained last time the attitude that the one we need something from, even when he gives us, it really isn't as if he's giving us. Everything is from Hashem. When you ask from someone something from him, sheyeh etzel hacholosh vehechozok mehem shova ba'asoysi. If you ask of a weak person, or if you ask of a strong person, one who apparently has less likelihood of responding to the request, and one that has more capabilities to respond to the request, it should be equal in your mind. Same thing. Why? What do you mean? This guy's so much more likely, so much more capable. This guy's so weak and so incapable. No. V'yivtach b'hashlomosoy al ho'elokim yisborach. Because the hashloma, the actual bringing to fruition of your request, that's from Hashem. So it doesn't matter whether he's weak or whether he's strong. Hashem can make the weak person do it. Hashem can make the strong person do it. And it can make the strong person not be able to do it. It's all up to Hashem. Like Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa said, Mishama l'shemen v'yadlik, yoyim l'chemetz v'yadlik. The same one who said that oil should burn, he could say that vinegar will burn too. He controls everything. And that's the way we have to look at it. V'im yishlam al yedei echad mehem, and if in fact one delivers that which you asked from them, yoyde ha-boyre yisborach asher hishlim cheftzoy, you should thank Hashem, because he's the one who actually delivered for you. He was mashlim, he completed the desire. V'yoyde l'mishe nase al yodoy, and also thank the one through whose hands this actually happened. What are you thanking him for, through whose hands it actually happened, if it all happened from Hashem? Hashem used his hand, but he didn't do anything. What am I thanking him for? And what are you thankful for? So the Chavis always says, Aliboy hatoivloy, on his good heart. In other words, he wanted, his desire, he had a desire, he wanted to help. You asked him, he tried to help. Reality was Hashem did it. And you have to thank Hashem for doing it. As Hashem is the one that was mashlim the chefetz. But thank him because it came through him, and coming through him is because I thank him, because that means he wanted, he desired, he didn't do, he has no power to do. The human being has the choice to decide what to do, but power he doesn't have. So I thank Hashem for the actual gift, and I thank him for his rotzen hatui, for his desire to do it. And then he says another thing, v'shahabayri hevi to'alto al yodoi. And also I thank him that Hashem brought it through him. Why? Why? If he was the agent, just because he was the agent, I have to thank him. Uviyodua Shein Haburi Magalgal Teva Elyadei HaTzadikim. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only brings good through righteous people. So if he was the one through whom Hashem brought the good, it must be that he's worthy because he's a righteous person. Ma'atu Shemizgalgal Hefzadikim. And rare is it that he causes bad things to happen through good people, just as Chazal said, "Megaglen zchus al yedei zakai v'choyva al yedei chayuf." V'omra kosov lo yuuna latzadik kol ovet. Okay. Now, something that's I think interesting over here to notice. One has to be very careful, because although in the ultimate, in truth, it's Hashem that's doing it, and we have to thank Hashem that he was mashlim the chefetz, that he fulfilled that which I want, but you do have to thank the person because he had a rotzen hatoiv. And sometimes over here we have to be very careful, because there are people, rare people, who can appreciate that, don't thank me, it has nothing to do with me, it's Hashem, it's all from Hashem, I'm just doing what I have to do, I give tzedakah, that's my chiyuv, it's not my money, I do chesed, the Torah was mechayev me to do chesed, I don't deserve any special credit for it, but there's not everyone is on that level to realize that it's all Hashem doing, and they're not really doing anything, they're just going through the motions, or they're just doing what they have to do. But some people do feel that they are doing something, and have to have a certain sensitivity to everybody, because it's true, and thanking the person through whom it has come about, because he had the rotzen hatov. We thank people for their good desire. You intended to do good because otherwise you wouldn't have volunteered to do it. Now, even though the good actually happened from Hashem, there's nothing that you could do to bring it or not to bring it about, but we thank you for your good intention. And I have once I had once a personal situation. I'm not sure if I've mentioned it here before or not. Where when we started the yeshiva in Los Angeles many years ago, so the Balabatim and the new yeshiva were told that don't worry about the financials. The board has a shutif. We have a partner who underwrites everything. That's Hashem. He takes care of everything. Whatever shortfall you have, don't worry. There's a shutif that takes care of the debt, the deficit, where we fall short. So it was a couple months later, I was at a meeting and I needed $1,000, I think it was, for the next day. I go over to this guy and I say, hey, maybe you could give me $1,000, you know. So he says, sure, puts his hand in his pocket, starts counting out the $100 bills, but where's your shutif? Like, what happened? How come you need $1,000? Where's the shutif? So in my youth and innocence, I said to him, I said, I don't understand you. What do you care if the shutif gives it to me this way or the other way? My shutif is giving it to me through you. I found out later that he was insulted, was annoyed, because he's giving me his hard-earned money and I'm thanking the shutif. So you have to be very careful on the human level, that despite the fact that in our hearts we know that it all comes from Hashem and this individual is only the shliach whose hand, through whose hand it's brought about, but we have to express that appreciation for the Rotzen HaTov as if in fact he had performed himself with his own strength. Now, I have a question. This maybe gets a little bit sophisticated, but it's bothering me here. We say that we thank him for his rotzen hatoiv, and we also thank him shehabirei hevi to alto al yodoi, because Hashem has brought about the benefit through him, and we know Hashem only brings good through tzaddikim. So why do I have to thank him? I thank him for being a tzaddik. He's a tzaddik. And because he's a righteous person, Hashem brought about this good through him, that he was the one who was privileged to be able to help me. So now I thank him for his goodwill, and also for what? Because Hashem only does it, brings good through good people. So I'm thanking you for being a good person. I thank you for being a tzaddik. That's my business to thank you for being a tzaddik. You're a tzaddik. It sounds like that the world is so connected that when a person acts properly, and because of that, he's zeicha that good things happen to other people through him, that the other people actually owe him a personal thanks for being that tzaddik. Because your being a tzaddik not only was for yourself, but it brings about good to the world. Therefore, I thank you for putting yourself in that position to be able to bring good to me, for becoming that tzaddik. That's what I'm thanking you for, because you're a tzaddik, and therefore you were zeicha that Hashem's going to do it. But I'm thanking you for that because when a person is a tzaddik, it's not only for himself, it's for the whole world. He benefits the whole world, and therefore good can come through him, and therefore the world owes him an appreciation, even if it's only for the fact that he's a tzaddik and not for the fact that he did anything directly for them. Okay. V'imlo yishlam lo al yadeyim, and let's say that these people did not succeed in bringing about that which he asked of them. Al yashimim, don't blame them. And don't assign the shortness of accomplishment to them. Thank Hashem that he chose for him the good in this. What do you mean he chose the good? I needed something. I asked these people to fulfill my needs. They weren't capable. So I have to realize that I shouldn't blame them. And don't put the shortcomings on them, because it's all from Hashem. Good, so I should accept it as from Hashem. No, he says, "Ach yoyde lelukim." Thank Hashem, thank Elukim, Hashem bochar loy hatoyv, who chose the good for you in this. A very, very interesting concept, and really a clear statement of what type of a frame of mind this creates for the Baal Bitochen. When you are disappointed and the individual to whom you address your needs was unable to fulfill them, you don't blame him because he had nothing to do with it. It's all from Hashem. So he certainly gets no blame. He wanted to do it. He couldn't. He wasn't matzliach. But more than that, not only you should accept it from Hashem, but you should thank Hashem. Hashem, baruch halo, because Hashem chose what's good for me. When something happens to a person and he's not happy with it, not only does he say, gam zu l'toivo, kol mado rachmu l'tavo, this is also for the good. Everything Hashem does is for the good. But he's yoydel Hashem. He has to be thankful. We thought that this is, I would have thought, that this is only a madrega, like the Gemara says about Dovid HaMelech. The Gemara says on the posuk Chesed u'mishpot oshira, I will sing praise to Hashem on His kindness and on His judgment. And Dovid HaMelech said al Chesed oshira, al mishpot oshira. When He does Chesed for me, when He's kind to me, I thank Him. I say Hallel. And when He does justice to me, mishpot. When He punishes me, I also thank Him because I realize that that's the ultimate good. But I would have thought that that's on the highest level. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought that when a good surah, we hear a good tiding, we say, Atoiva HaMeitiv, we make a brocha, that Hashem is good and does good to others. When there's a tragic and evil tiding, we don't say Atoiva HaMeitiv, we say Dayan HaEmes. We don't say that it's bad, but we don't say that it's good. We just say, you're the true judge. In other words, we accept. Here it seems when the Chavis HaLevovos, that on a certain level, a person, when he's disappointed through a certain individual is having asked a request and not received it, he has to thank Hashem that He chose him to do him the good. This is really good. I know it's good. I know it's all from Hashem. And therefore, I have to thank Him. Not just I have to accept it as good and tolerate it as good, and intellectually know that it's good, I have to emotionally be ready to thank Hashem. Shkoyach, when we get disappointed, we thank Hashem for the good that He did. And this is not, the Chavis HaLevovos is not talking on the highest levels. He's talking to the Hamoinam. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta learns that this is his level of bitochon with his shtadlus is a lower level for most people, not for the Yechidei Skula, for the Shimon Bar Yochai's. That's the Ramban's level of no ishtadlus, nothing. So we're talking to normal people and say, no, you should realize everything is from Hashem and everything is for the good, and therefore you should thank Him because this is for the good. It's for the good that you didn't get it, and you should thank Hashem. So imagine the level of bitochon that a person has to have for that. And it's very encouraging that one could have such a feeling that I get disappointed, and I thank you for the disappointment because I'm sure it's for my good. And not just I accept you that you know better, Dayan HaEmes, but I say more. I say, thanks for the disappointment. Okay. And to the people who didn't succeed, he should praise them to the extent that he knows how much they tried to make it work for him. Even though it wasn't completed like his desire and their desire for him. And he should act with everybody in this way. What if someone who's above you, somebody, he has things that you need, you have things that he needs, whatever. He asks you for something. He asks you for a chayfetz. He should do the effort to do it with the entirety of his heart. And he should attempt to be mashlim it, to complete it totally, you know, in his mind, in his subconscious. He should want, he should crave to get it done. If it happens, if he's capable of doing it. And the person who asks him should be worthy of such a, of somebody who's worthy of helping. Asks you for something, a person should put in the effort to do it, b'chol liboy. One shouldn't hesitate. And he should try to complete it and to do it properly. And it's appropriate, he has to do the best he can. Now, this is interesting that you say he should attempt to do it with all of his heart. In other words, when someone asks you a toiv, it's not okay, I'll go through the motions, I'll see what I can do, I'll try a little bit. I should passionately, I want to do it. And the truth of the matter is, it's very interesting. Because according to what he just said, you're not really doing it. It's all up to Hashem. So he's going to get it anyway. Hashem's going to do it. If he wants to do it, he'll get it. If he doesn't want to do it, he won't get it. But I have to have this feeling, despite all that, I want to be the one. I want to be the one to have it come through me. I want to be the one who has the schus that's going to come through me. And if the person he's asking, who's asking from him, is appropriate, is worthy of getting it. And then, what should he do? Put his bitochen, put his trust in Hashem, in its completion. In other words, a person wants to do it. He wants to do the chesed. He wants to help somebody else. But a critical ingredient to being able to help anybody with the schus of being able to do it is that I'm trusting Hashem that He's going to help me do it. Because without that trust in Hashem b'hashlamosu, it ain't going to happen. V'miyashlimehu al yodoy, v'simehu silu tovah zolosu, and if it becomes completed through him, and he becomes a cause for the good of someone else, yoydeh al zeh, he should be thankful. He should thank Hashem. V'miyimonimenu, and if he's not permitted to be that for that schus, it doesn't work for him, he can't do it. He doesn't succeed in doing it. Don't blame yourself. And let your friend know that you did the best you could. Since he actually tried and put in all the effort. If you put in the effort, you shouldn't blame yourself. And you should let your friend know that you didn't neglect it. I really did the best I can, but that's what Hashem wants. Then he goes on. What about people who are not your good friends? They don't like you. They're jealous of you. They want to see your downfall. What's your attitude in dealing with them? Yivtach b'inyoneihem al habeire yisale. You should trust in all of your interactions with these people on the Creator. V'yizbol cherposim, tolerate their embarrassment. V'al yigmolehem befolem, and don't pay them back according to what they do. Ach yigmolehem chesed, do to them chesed. These guys are looking to do bad to you. They hate you. They're desirous of whatever you have. They're seeking and searching and hoping for your hurt, for your evil to happen to you. You have to put your trust in Hashem. Tolerate the embarrassment. Don't do anything bad to them. Ach yigmalim chesed. To the contrary, do chesed to them. V'yasa lehem kol ma sheyuchol asoysi ben hatov. Do everything good that you can possibly do to them. V'yizka b'liboy. Shetoy altoy v'nizka b'yad habir yisala. And think in his heart, his benefit and his damage is all up to Hashem. Very interesting. So this seems to be a concept I believe I once saw from Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta said that one of the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishalim Teva Tachas Ro. He pays back good for bad. We sin, we do bad, we insult him, we hurt him, we do against his will. And what does he do? He continues to give us life, he continues to give us parnos, he continues to give us chesed. So he's Mishalim Teva Tachas Ro. So Rabbi Yisrael says that person also has to emulate Hashem, and that's one of the midas he should emulate, to be mishalim teiva, to pay back good, even for the evil, for the bad things that someone has done to us. And I think there's a famous story of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta was speaking publicly, and hamuin, you know, multitudes of people were there, and somebody got very angry at him and started screaming and yelling and insulting him. And right in front of all these so many people, and then the guy just runs out, you know, out into the cold. Rabbi Yisrael runs after him. He saw, I guess, he went out without a coat in the Russian winters. I don't know, it was the cold winters there. So he comes over to him, and he gives him his coat to warm up. Mishalim teivo tachas ro. And he said, that's one of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays us good, even though we do such not nice things to him. So he says, that's what you have to do to this person. Do everything you can from the good. Remember in his heart, to altiv and isko, his benefit and his damage is all biyad habirei. I guess that's part of the way. Maybe that's the pshat. That's part. How do I remember it? This guy wants to hurt me. He's trying desperately to hurt me. He embarrassed me. Yeah, he did. He did. What should I do? Do chesed to him. Why? Because he didn't really do anything. Well, he had a bad intention. But he didn't really do anything. He didn't accomplish it. It was all from Hashem. So I imagine that the reason that he says, Adrabba, do chesed to him, is because when I do chesed to him, and he's a person who's hurt me, or has attempted to hurt me, so I'm really telling myself, hey, there's no reason not to do chesed to him. I mean, he's not the bad guy. He wasn't such a tzaddik, that's why this was nisgalgal through him. But it's all from Hashem. So as far as he's concerned, he's a good guy, as far as I'm concerned about him. Therefore, I do chesed to him. I do chesed to him to tell myself, to remind myself, to indelibly imprint upon myself that in fact he is not the evil person at all. He's the good person. He's the good person, and I am the one who is being the recipient of this from Hashem. Okay, let's continue. Then he says as follows: "V'im yiu sibo lahazikoi, if actually it happens that damage is done, yachshav aleim toiv, think about them good. V'yachshav es atzmoi u'masa bruah haktomosa etzel alekov, they succeeded in doing bad to me. No, they're good people because they do nothing. Everything is from Hashem. What are you getting all excited about? What are you getting all bent out of shape? Everything is from Hashem." Everything is from Hashem. They do nothing. But what should you think? Should think like this, that the Yachshav al Atzmei, it's me. I'm not so good. You know why this happened? Because I'm not proper. I didn't act properly with Hashem. Has nothing to do with them. Anyone who hurts me has nothing to do with him and has only to do with my own shortcomings. V'yishchanein elu elikim. And therefore, if you really want to remove the danger, the damage, the problem that you have, so you should beseech Hashem, v'yavakesh milafonav l'chapra v'nosav, and ask him to atone for my sins. V'oz yoshuvu oyevov l'havosoy, and then his enemies will return to love him, k'mo shomra chochom, b'tzoyis Hashem darach ish, gam oyevov yashlim itoy. That's the Pasuk says in Mishlei, according to the way that Hashem wills and accepts the ways of a person does tshuva and he wants to come back to Hashem, also his enemies will make peace with him. And I guess the implication here is really very simple. The enemy who wants to hurt me, what power does he have? What authority does he have? What right does he have? Only because I'm vulnerable. Only because min ha-shamayim, I deserve it. If I didn't deserve it, if I wasn't supposed to get it, there's no way in the world that he would be able to give it to me. And therefore, I have to take that attitude that it's all from Hashem. It's not his doing. It's only me. But then he says something very interesting here. And this is a lesson in how a person should approach this. Somebody is doing bad to him. He's damaging me. What's my attitude? What should I do? So he says, for two things, he says, V'yischanin elu elikim. Yischanin is a loshen chinun matnas chinom. He asks for matnas. I don't deserve it, obviously. If I didn't deserve to be hurt, then this guy couldn't hurt me in the first place. Elamai, he's hurting me. It means I deserve to be hurt. But I'm asking for a matnas chinom. I'm asking for a gift. I don't deserve, but have rachmonas anyway. Have chanino, have mercy, graciousness, even though I'm undeserving. please. That's one thing. But then there's a second thing he should do. V'yevakesh melefonov lechaper avinu yisuf. And this is interesting. He says he should ask of Hashem, please atone for my sins. Get rid of my sins. That's something that we don't think about sometimes. We actually say it in the davening, slach lonu avinu ki chotonu, mechal lonu malkinu ki poshonu, ki mulcheu v'selei achoto. Forgive us and eradicate the sin. But that's really what we have to ask. So it's a two-pronged thing. First, we ask for mercy. We ask for a gift. I want him to stop hurting me. I ask for something, even though I know I deserve it. But I ask him to stop hurting me. Amat naschirim Hashem should be so kind to me that to grant me this this wish, even though I'm undeserving. That's number one. And the second thing he should do is to ask from Hashem, please, I beg of you, atone my sins, remove them. That's, I guess, part of the process of tshuva. So those are the two things. V'oz, what's going to happen? Yeshuva oyevav la'avosoi. So he says, then you'll bring about the Yeshua. You'll be saved from your problem. But not only that, the ones that hate you and that want to be the agents to bring about bad will also be influenced. Because if Hashem's attitude is positive towards me, then others will also have that positive attitude to me. And that's a very miraculous kind of thing, because it clearly indicates that the only reason that this person is in this situation is because Hashem has granted him the ability. And once Hashem says, no, I'm now back together on board with this guy, and I don't want him to have any to be punished, then the attitude of the enemy will also change. Then he says, there's an inyan of bitochin in Hashem, in the fourth chelik that he mentioned, of the cheves halavovas v'hevorim, she'odem misyachid b'toalosom v'nizkom. He says, there are the obligations that we have, of physical obligations, acts to do, acts of mitzvah, and cheves halavovas, and the feelings, the emotioning, love, loving Hashem, loving our fellow man, emunah, bitochin, emotional things, you know, that we feel rather than just actions that we do. So he says, v'zeh, for example, what are these different types of things in mitzvahs? Fasting, tefillah, sukkah, lulav, tzitzis, shmiras ha-shabbos, v'moladim, all of these things, v'himona me'averes, and all these things. These are the physical things that a person has to do, and in them too he has to find this sense of bitochen in Hashem, and he'll explain. And the chavis halavovos asher loy ta'avorna el zulosoi salosim v'nizkom miyuchodos boy mibli shor bnei odom. And these are things that have to do personally him; they have nothing to do with anybody else. This is my own emuna, my own avas Hashem, my own sense of the emotions, the feelings that are personally within inside of me. Those are two areas of mitzvahs. Ofne yesher habitochem b'chul ma'alokim yisborach ma'ashanim mevor oisoy melekim eshal lehir oisoy emes barachmov. And here he gets a little bit. It seems he needs a little bit of help. He says the appropriate type of bitochon in these things are, I'm going to explain, and what Hashem will, and I ask from Hashem to guide me that I should know the truth in his kindness. In other words, I guess this is a little bit harder for him to understand and to know exactly how the bitochen works in these areas, and therefore he asks that Hashem should guide him to the emes so that he shouldn't have any confusion. Now, on a very simple level, and I think this is important as a background or a hakdoma, is the Jew that lives a life of Torah and mitzvahs is really putting his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The dedication and the commitment to Torah and mitzvahs is truly an expression of trust. Because what am I doing? What am I saying? I'm saying, I'm going to lead a life of Torah. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to close my store on Shabbos. You don't see an extended, a bitochen in a greater extent. I'm not, today it's a little bit easier. People maybe don't have to work Shabbos, but I'm going to close my store on Shabbos. I'm going to give up so much parnosa. Teretz is, I'm trusting Hashem. But it's not only in that case. It's in everything. I'm putting on tefillin. I'm going to spend the money to buy a pair of tefillin. I'm going to make sure that I put on the tefillin, make sure that I focus with tefillin and have the proper kavona and the whole time that I wear the tefillin. What is that? I'm trusting Hashem that this is the right thing to do. I'm putting in effort. I'm putting in concentration. I'm spending money. It's time. But I'm doing it because I trust. Hashem told me to do it. That means I'm trusting Him that this is the right thing, that this is the proper thing, that this is the beneficial thing to me. This is going to help me. This is going to bring me schar. This is what it's all about. So every mitzvah that we do, I trust. And the Chavis Halavovis are even more so. I trust Hashem to mold my inner emotions according to His directives. He says, love, I love. He says, don't love, I don't love. He says, believe, I believe. He says, trust, I trust. Everything is trust. Because He told me to do it. He told me to feel a certain way. Respect your parents, I respect my parents. It's feelings. He told me even to feel a certain way. I mold and bend and shape my feelings according to His directives. That in itself is an ultimate sense, maybe even the ultimate sense, but certainly an ultimate sense of trust in Hashem, because I'm really trusting Him to lead my whole life according to His directives. The truth of the matter is that we say this every morning in the Ava Rabba. We say, we speak about Ovino Avarachamon, Rachim Oleinu, and same with Beinu Lahovinu Lahaskil. Give us the ability to learn. We should learn and do the mitzvahs for Yerinenu B'Sirah Secho, V'Dabik L'Beinu B'Mitzvah Secho, and lighten our eyes in the Torah and connect our hearts to the mitzvahs. And then he says, V'Yachil Ovinu Lahavin Shemecho, V'Loi Nevesh Lo'ilam Vo'ed. We shouldn't be embarrassed. And that, the Avudrom says, is referring to the posuk, Elokai b'cho b'tachti alei v'yisha. Hashem, I put my trust in You. Don't let me be embarrassed for trusting You. Then the next posuk, the next line, Ki v'shem kodshecha ha'godol v'hanura b'tochnu, because we have put our trust in Your great name, Nogilo v'nismucha b'shua secho, now we're going to be zeiche to the Yeshua. Because we trusted You, we're going to be zeiche to the Yeshua. Where's the trust? Avorabba doesn't talk about trust. Avorabba is a birchas ha'torah. Avorabba talks about Torah and mitzvahs. Enlighten us in the Torah, connect us with the mitzvahs. Where's the bitochon? Because we have put so much trust into Your name, now we will rejoice in Your Yeshua. The teretz is that a life of Torah and mitzvahs is truly a life of trust in Hashem. Because everything. I lead my whole life. I conduct my business according to halacha. I conduct myself every day according to halacha. I conduct myself on Shabbos according to halacha. On Yontif according to halacha. I think my attitudes, my values, my beliefs, my emotions according to the directives of Torah. What is that? That means I'm trusting You. So I think that as people who are shemrei Torah mitzvahs, we shouldn't underestimate the amount of natural bitochin that we have there, even before we start to learn the Chavis Halavovis, just because we observe the Shulchan Aruch, the observance of Shulchan Aruch. Klal Yisrael actually started it when they were Makdim Naaseh L'Nishma. Hashem says, I want to give you a Torah. And they said, what? Naaseh V'Nishma. Naaseh V'Nishma. Kol Asher Dibra Hashem Naaseh. First we'll do. We're committed to do. And then we'll hear. Then we'll understand. The Teretz is because we trust. We trust You. We know that everything You give us is for our good. We know everything You give us is right. We know this is what's proper. This is what we have to do in life. And therefore, we are, by living the life of Torah and mitzvahs, we are memela putting our trust in Hashem. And I think that this is a significant point, because even as we study these concepts of bitochon, there are some who think, well, maybe it's a little bit hard for me. It's above me. I know Hashem is in control of everything, that He does this for the good, but to really feel that He's going to turn things around and to really be emotionally at a state of peace of mind, menuchas hanefesh with this, I have no shaykhis. It's too far removed. And the answer is it's not. Because the truth of the matter is that we live a life of bitochon. Give a shame, kodshecho ha'godol v'hanuro b'tochnu, because in the life of Torah, and the closeness to Torah, and the commitment to observance of mitzvahs. We are living that life of b'shem kodshecho ha'godol v'hanura b'tochnu, and therefore we ask Hashem and we hope and pray and rely on Him in the schus of that b'tochen nogilo v'nismecho b'shuasecho. And therefore we shouldn't feel that this whole inyan of b'tochen is so remote and removed from us, because in reality, as people who live a life of Torah mitzvahs, we are living b'tochen 24 hours a day.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-one.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.